In August of 1862, Joseph Merrick was born with history's most extreme case of the disfiguring disorder, neurofibromatosis. But prior to a correct diagnosis, doctors in England determined he suffered from elephantitis, thus saddling him with the nickname the Elephant Man. Being extremely deformed, Merrick not only spent a lifetime being taunted by his fellow man, but getting a date often proved to be a real son of a bitch. Prior to his death in 1890 and the mortifying posthumous purchase of his skeletal structure by pop star Michael Jackson, Merrick set the record for most times being told he had a good personality. Maybe it was through necessity or maybe his courageous devil-may-care attitude, but among those who knew Joseph in social settings, none could deny the Elephant Man had game. The following is an actor recreation of an actual historical event.
Hello?
Emma, it's Joe.
Oh, hi, Joe. Patrick said he'd be calling.
Yeah, Patrick thought we'd really hit it off, so...
First things first, did Patrick tell you I have a bit of a wandering eye? I'd like to tell all my male suitors about me wandering eye right off the bat, so that it doesn't become uncomfortable when we actually meet.
As a matter of fact, Patrick did mention something about that wandering eye of yours, but I'm guessing it's quite the beautiful wandering eye. I don't doubt it's like a meandering pool of water, the kind you'd like to drown in, if and the bugger would stay still long enough for a plunge, that is.
Patrick said you were funny.
And what else did Patrick tell you about me?
He said you were a writer.
Yes, yes I am.
And that you loved the theatre.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else?
Did he tell you I'm grossly disfigured and that my head is the size of an autumn gourd?
No, he failed to mention that.
So shall I pick you up at 7, then?
At 7?
No, I'm afraid...
Excuse me, beautiful, but aren't I buy you a drink?
No, I'm afraid I'm saving it for someone.
Does this someone happen to suffer from gross neurofibromatosis?
Joseph?
In the flesh!
You don't sound anything like you did on the phone.
Goddamn cricket wireless, right? Right? So, now that the always uncomfortable pleasantries are over, do you want a neck?
That depends. Do you want a chin?
Oh, fun. Later that night...
Emma, I want you to know we don't have to do this tonight. I can wait.
But I want to.
Wait, Walter, your elbow's on my sack. No, the other one. No, not the other hand, the other sack. That's right, the one on me neck. There, that's much better.
Now, before we do this, I have a bit of an embarrassing confession to make. I wasn't entirely attracted to you when I first met you.
And now?
Well, now I just want to jump your bones.
Well, get them now. You never know when some creep might try and buy them.
You're funny.
Okay, enough talk. Are we going to f*** or not?
Is severe neurofibromatosis untreatable in the 1800s?
I believe it is, Emma. I believe it is.